blackberry pie or peach cobbler. Usually cobbler more with peaches than we did the other.
Deep dish with the oven, all right. If somebody has a good appetite, you say, he sure can put away the
food.
Okay. Jerry's vittles.
Yeah, vittles.
Very common.
Very common.
Okay. What do you call a sweet liquid that you may pour over a dessert, a pudding or something?
Sauce?
Yeah. In other words?
If it was sweet, I would say sauce. Gravy would not be with meats.
Okay. What about dip?
Well, now dip, I refer to dip like would be thick, you know, like you would dip something in it and add, but thick for sweet would be kind of thin, wouldn't be thick.
It would just be sauce. All right. And if you are talking about just a little bit of food that you might have between your regular meals.
Snack.
Okay. And if you want to tell everybody that every day at 7 o'clock you have breakfast, you'd say, I
have breakfast at 7.
Okay. And the action of taking in
food
is
eating.
Okay. You might using that word and say, every day I breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I eat breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Yesterday I
ate breakfast at 7 o'clock.
And every week of my life I have
breakfast at 7
o'clock. Okay, use eat. I have eaten.
Okay. I eat breakfast at 7 o'clock.
All right. And the black liquid that you usually have at breakfast is?
Coffee.
And how do you make coffee?
I used to measure my coffee by the cup in a coffee pot, and I used 1 teaspoon per cup and 1 teaspoon for the pot.
Okay. And the verb of making coffee
is boiling.
Okay.
Or perking. But you know, if you use percolator, perk coffee. But if you use a coffee pot, it's just boiling.
Okay, and if you are thirsty, you may say, well, please give me
a glass of water.
And generally, you drink water out of
a glass.
And if you tell a child to carry a glass to the table, and you say, be careful and don't
break.
And yesterday, when you carried it, you dropped it.
Dropped
in
it. Broke.
And many times, you have
broken the glass.
And if I ask you how much water you drink,
you might say,
well, a lot of it.
Oh, say, I drink maybe 3 glasses a day, four glasses a day.
Yesterday I
drank.
And I have
drank.
Okay, and if you're telling someone to come to the table, maybe inviting your relatives or your friends, and you're having dinner, and you say, it's time to eat, come on in.
And
come to the table. How do you say that?
We could say dinner is served, or dinner is ready,
okay.
Or come and let's have lunch, or dinner.
And when you want to tell them to get into the chair, you say please.
Take your seat, or have a chair.
Or the action of just doing that is?
Sitting.
Okay. And you tell somebody to say please.
Sit down.
All right, and yesterday you say you
sat.
And you have, every time that you come, you have in that chair.
Sat in this chair.
All right, and if you decide not to eat something, you say,
I don't care for it, so.
All right, and if you're telling someone to serve themselves, you might say,
will you have some beans?
And tell them to serve themselves. If you got a way, you might use the verb, like if somebody needs assistance, you might say, please.
May I help you?
All right. And if you tell someone to do that for themselves, say, please
serve your